The Red River, the Rio Tinto in southwestern Spain, gave its name to one of the world's largest mining companies. The big miner used to own the Rio Tinto copper mine along the river, but it was sold and then mothballed more than 10 years ago because of low copper prices. Now, European mining company EMED Mining, run by an Australian, wants to restart the mine. Good news for an area where half the population is out of work. EMED Mining's managing director, Harry Anagnostaris Adams, told resources reporter Sue Lannan he's confident of getting regulatory and environmental permits to reopen the mine.
We own the whole mining field now. We're starting up with three different mines. It's was once an iconic mining field, and it deserves to be again. There's very high local unemployment. The community is clamouring for it to start up again, and the government is now on site, and we hope to be starting up next year. There's about $1 billion worth of inherited infrastructure there, and there's $15 billion worth of metal sitting in the ground based on what they proved up. It's the world's largest so-called VMS system. It's one of the classic sources of base metal. So it's one of the biggest mines in the world historically, and will be the biggest mine or one of the biggest in Europe again.
So you plan to start site works this year, and your plan is to start production next year?
Production about the end of next year. It's about 12 months lead up to production.
What are you looking at for your first year in production? I believe that's going to be in 2015.
It ramps up. It takes about 2 years to rev itself up. It's a very large industrial complex, and it takes about 2 years to rev up. Then at that point, it'll be running at about 40,000 tonnes of copper per annum, which is, today it's about $300 million worth of copper per annum. That's where it starts up at.
There is a lot of copper supply on the market this year. We saw earlier in the year excess supply push the price down. Is it daunting to start a copper project when there are a lot of copper producers around the world?
There's always ebb and flow in the market, and there's always short-term gyrations. The underlying problem in the world of copper is that the big mines of the world, many of the big mines, are running out. There is a pipeline of new mines to come on. Some of them have been slowed down now. Others have to start up. If the world doesn't bring on at least some of those 100 new projects like ours, the world will not have copper for electric motors and so on and so forth. So there is a shortage in the long term. It takes decades, usually, to bring a new copper mine on. Ours is relatively fast because it already existed. So it's not a problem for us, but maybe for others.
EMED Mining's Harry Anagnostaris Adams with resources reporter Sue Lannan.